This is 226 Music Radio Kaleidoscope. And this is our final hour.
Music Radio.
Featured play.
Featured play on Kaleidoscope, the Sutherland Brothers and Quiver, a band we've always played when they brought out records, and that's their latest called simply Arms of Mary. We thought you might like to hear over the next hour how the Big K, as we rather unoriginally called ourselves, has progressed over the past 3 years, from our humble beginnings in March 1973. But really, it all started earlier than that. A station called Radio Kaleidoscope in Essex, in 1970. When that radio kaleidoscope died in 1972, the founders, still wanting to continue but not having the staff, came down to South London and, drawing together another team, gave the station a new lease of life. That was in February 1973, and on the 3rd of March, the radio kaleidoscope you now know opened with Phil Hazelton. Soon he was joined by DJs Dave Owen and myself, Pat Edison. This, then, is how we sounded in those early days.
Broadcasting from London to London. This is Kaleidoscope on 266.
Radio Kaleidoscope is now ceasing transmissions for this summer 73. Broadcasting from the heart of London, you've been listening to the sounds of the South, Radio Kaleidoscope. If you'd like to contact Radio Kaleidoscope, you can write to us at Kaleidoscope, 71 George Street, London, W1. That's Kaleidoscope at 71 George Street, London, W1. The Kaleidoscope telephone number is 01-542-3059. That's 01-542-3059. But from Pat Edison, Tony Rocket, Phil Hazelton and yours truly Dave Owen, we wish you a very good afternoon and we'll see you next Sunday morning. Kaleidoscope is now ceasing transmissions. Good afternoon.
Let the good times roll. Get it in your soul. Let's have some good times. Fun. Get your moving on down. Get on down. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. We're going to eat it all.
From a very modest beginning in antiquity, where Romans roamed, Saxons sacked, and started our history. This self-reliant, sprawling giant of a city came to be. London, London, that's my hometown. London, London, that's my hometown. For cordiality, hospitality, London sets the pace. People come here from far and near, there's no finer place. Stately, beautiful, big of heart, city of renown. London, London, that's my hometown. London, London, that's my hometown. I've seen some fabulous cities all around the world. Rome, Tokyo, and New York, I've given them all a whirl. I know why they sing of Paris in the spring, but no place I've found beats London, London. That's my hometown. London, London, that's my hometown.
I'll close down in July 1973 with Dave Owen. Listening to those old tapes, it's amazing how the microphone still be shouting in those days. Well, we gradually mellowed over the next 2.5 years, but let's still stay in the old days and hear some of the earlier jingles which were based on the well-known Pam's Go-Go series.
You're in tune with
Kaleidoscope.
I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Radio Kaleidoscope.
Really dreadful quality, and perhaps rather dreadful jingles as well, looking back on them. After that came Tony Rocket, and then Dickie Allen.
You're in tune with Radio Kaleidoscope.
It's Dickie Allen!
Oh my god.
Radio Kaleidoscope. Music power.
In those days, of course, we were on 266 meters, 1133 kilohertz, a frequency which served us for a good 2.5 years until we changed to our present frequency of 1358 kilohertz in late December of 1975. Back to 1973 now, and in late July came Denny Tewson.
Good morning, Gino.
Good morning, boss.
I see you haven't got your new Kaleidoscope car sticker yet, then.
Can't afford it.
Why not?
I'm a poor gangster.
That's no excuse. You know what happens to people who don't get their new 17-inch long Kaleidoscope pink car sticker, Gino?
No, not the communion, please.
That's right.
No, no.
Goodbye, Gino.
If you're not into cement barrels, try the new Kaleidoscope car sticker from 71 George Street, London West 1. Absolutely free. They contain 17 inches of punch, and they're now in the new blood pink colour. See ya.
It's surprising the ingenuity that we managed to get up to in advertising such destructive things as Radio Kaleidoscope car stickers. 71 George Street was the address in those days. Please don't send anything to there now, because we're not there. In fact, our address at 30 Baker Street, London W1, will be available for you to write to us after the closure today, up until the end of March. Later, in the autumn, Radio Kaleidoscope lost some of its staff, but was joined by a budding new engineer, Tony. Sadly, we'd lost our original engineer, Morris Ogden, an ex-naval engineer who died in hospital about this time. To cheer us all up, Captain Zapp was born, a sort of super Batman. These stomach-wrenching episodes were broadcast in the Denny Tewson show at 11:15 every Sunday, and here's an example. All the parts, by the way, are taken by that dreadful non-actor myself. This is episode 2 of the series about Captain Zapp versus the Hargons.
Presenting the incredible adventures of the one and only Captain Zapp, superhero! Captain Zapp versus the Hargons, part 2. 7 light years away from Earth, the Hargons are closing in fast. Captain Zapp, the incredible undercover agent and T-Boy, the internationally little-known crime-fighting organization of Eiderdown, is heading the Earth's fleet into battle. Captain Zapp lifts off, but meanwhile, in the Hargon starship...
We are now 6 light years away from our target. Check the computer. The computer says there is an alien race sending a battle fleet towards us. Prepare long-range missiles.
Grands, this is ex-certificate material and can only be listened to using a new Griffin and Molesworthy Terror and Tantrum filter. It's available now from Silly Chemists and can be easily fitted by you. No need for a qualified electrician. Meanwhile, back to the plot. A pleasant quarter acre of farmland situated in glorious Wiltshire containing all necessary... Sorry, I seem to have got the wrong script here.
Script magazine!
Thank you, Michael, not just now. Captain Zapp is heading for the oncoming Hargon battle fleet.
This is Captain Zapp speaking. I sense danger. How far away is the Hargon battle fleet, Hi-Ping?
About 4 light years away, sir!
Tune to the 9 gamma-hertz radio frequency band.
Yes, sir!
Hello everyone, this is Tony Blackburn here.
My goodness, Hargon missile bleeps and Tony Blackburn, we're under attack! How long is it before the missiles strike the Earth Space Fleet or the entire listenership of Radio Kaleidoscope tunes off? More chaotic adventures with Captain Zapp next week!
Captain Zapp versus the Hargons. There were 3 series of Captain Zapp, a surprisingly popular item, but rather difficult for me to keep up, especially as I always seem to use the same storyline. Into 1974 now, with a DJ lineup of Pat Edison, Denny Tewson, Phil Hazelton, and Tony Rocket. Dave Owen had dropped out, unfortunately, and we replaced his program with a program which was rather advanced for its time, at least we thought so, containing such items as pop news and record reviews, listeners' letters, and what we called the Big K Tip Top 30, which was a compilation chart of the records we thought, at the time, should be in the chart, but probably weren't. The program was called, of course, Music Week.
12 noon and Radio Kaleidoscope presents Music Week, the more music and information program on the Big K. Pop news, your letters, record reviews, and much more, all in Music Week now. This is it, London's most advanced chart, the Big K Tip Top 30.
The Tip Top 30 was the program that many varied DJs took over for long or short periods. In its time, the Tip Top 30 has been presented by Denny Tewson, Tony Rocket, Teo Verstraten, Tony Allen, Keith Ashton, Phil Marshall, and Dave Owen, who came back to us between spells C in 1974 and 75. In 1974, we were joined by Keith Ross Jensen, and also got a new jingle package.
Kaleidoscope keeps you cool.
Get your kicks on 266 with Pat Edison, Tony Rocket, Denny Tewson, and Keith Ross Jensen, Big K's top DJs.
Another feature of our programs was the appearance of various promotions containing the voices of Lady Penelope and Parker. Many people thought the voices used were the real thing, so we'd like to thank Maggie and Brian for creating that illusion. And here's a couple of examples of their work.
Right, my lady, who is our first appointment today?
Drive me to Lord and Lady Donnington's, Parker. But just before we go, tune me in to Denny Tewson on Radio K. He's so cool. He's my 11 to 12 man on Sundays.
Does this gentleman do a good program, my lady?
Why, Parker? Only the best.
Lord and Lady Donnington's just left, my lady, and they've left me with a tip.
How nice, Parker.
How nice, my lady. The mean old miserable...
Parker, how could you be so rude?
What could I do with tuppence, m'lady?
Well, you could do something very good with tuppence, Parker. You could send it to the Royal National Institute for the Blind, care of Radio Kaleidoscope, 71 George Street, London W1.
Oh, good idea, m'lady. I'll do that right away. Someone's forced the window on the rolls, m'lady, and the radio has been knocked off.
Knocked off, Parker? I don't think I quite follow that.
Well, pinch, m'lady, swiped. I bet it's that Fingers Fred.
Well, it could be Fingers Fred, Parker, because he's very fond of Pat Edison's programme from 10 to 11 on Radio Kaleidoscope.
He keeps his ears to the ground, m'lady. I'll go and get your personal portable out the fridge. I put it in there by mistake.
The Kaleidoscope versions of Lady Penelope and Parker. I'd also like to thank all our presenters, past and present, for the energy that they've put into making Radio Kaleidoscope what it has been. Here's a list of all the people who've presented programmes on this station. Phil Hazelton, Dave Owen, Pat Edison, Tony Rocket, Dickie Allen, Denny Tewson, Keith Ross Jensen, Rob Eden, Tony Allen, Keith Ashton, Teo Verstraten, Maggie, Paul McLaren, Mark Lawrence, Clive Thomas, Phil Marshall, Kelvin Michaels, and Steve Hansen. And Music Week contributions by Paul Davis, Nick Bennett, A.B. Cohen, and Sandy Ryan. I'd like to thank engineers, the late Maurice Ogden, Dave Chamberlain, Riff, Tony Collis, Paul and Mick. A special thanks to Colin for all he's done, and Robin, and also everyone else, too numerous to mention, that have helped Radio Kaleidoscope through its past 3 years. Later on, we'll have messages from all of our present DJs. But now we're going to hear some of the music which has been memorable in our minds over the past 3 years. Starting with this one from 1973.
I know what I know.
and I feel it through, through, 'cause I'm a gambler, and I know what to do when I touch you, girl. Well, I know what I know, what I know.
Records from the autumn of 1973, Red Herring and I'm a Gambler, record which was re-released three times and still didn't make it, which is a pity. We've always had from the beginning what was originally called the Power Pick Play and was later called the Feature Play, a record played every hour throughout the transmission, later on every 2 hours. Here's one from 1973, which did make the charts a couple of months after we played it as a Power Pick Play. Candlewick Green.
Who am I? I'm just a guy who only wants to try to do what's right and never make you cry. But you're no good. Tell me, who do you think you are?
remembering music on Kaleidoscope 1973, Candlewick Green, Who Do You Think You Are?
Music Radio.
We've been playing Hudson Ford ever since we started, and here's another one from 1973. After this, a special message from Clive Thomas.
So they made you a star, now your head's in a cloud. And you're walking down the street with your feet off the ground. They read in the press all about your success. They believe every word they've been told. After all you've been through, tell me what will you do when you find yourself out in the cold? Tell me when you appear on the stage, there's a standing ovation. You really live out your performance, you're the biggest sensation. You breeze through the door, and when you take a floor, you expect to have it all to yourself. After all you've been through, tell me what will you do when you find yourself back on the shelf?
Hello, this is Clive Thomas. I first heard Kaleidoscope over a year ago. I was really entertained by Denny Tewson, Tony Rocket, Pat Edison and Maggie, and so decided to phone them up. Since then, working for the K has been even more entertaining, ranging from outright despair to immense satisfaction. Kaleidoscope has done a lot for me. I like to think it's improved my broadcasting, even. Denny, Pat and Mark have been particular friends, and advisors as well, though of course there are many more. You might remember that I spent months manning the phones on 01594918 and have spoken to many of you, especially people who must have spent pounds on those phone calls, Peter in Reading and Jim in Woking. I'll not forget K listeners in a hurry, and I hope to meet them some day. Nor will I forget the backroom boys of Kaleidoscope, like Mick and Bob and Steve. I know they've worked very hard for me and for you over the years, and it's particularly sad for them that Kay will no longer transmit. We decided to stop because we felt we'd done as much as we could in this field without lowering our basic standard of quality broadcasting for a recognised audience target. Time and professional radio has been catching up on us. But it's not all sad. Most of us are carrying on with our parent company, Kaleidoscope Radio Services, and its new venture, Metropolitan Hospitals Radio. And I'm sure you'll be hearing more about that soon. Thank you. We're stopping at a time when free radio is on the ascent in Britain. All I would ask you is that you do all in your power to keep legitimate free radio and never let it be taken away again. From Clive Thomas, goodbye.
Thanks, Clive. We're about halfway through our final hour now, and may I remind you, at the top of the hour, we'll be closing down with the original Kaleidoscope theme. Before that, we've got messages from Kelvin Michaels, also Jim, who does the important job of manning our phone.
every Sunday. And also, I'll be saying a little bit just before the top of the hour. But let's take our memories back again to the first 2 years. And let's take a break from the music for a bit to hear more of the crazy promotions for our favourite crazy promotion subject, Radio Kaleidoscope car stickers.
Are you mad, warped, out of your mind? Then Kaleidoscope car stickers are for you. Kaleidoscope car stickers can be used for the construction of flats, houses, bungalows, buttery cars, and of course your very own public convenience. Kaleidoscope car stickers are obtainable free of charge by sending a stamped addressed envelope to Kaleidoscope car stickers at 71 George Street, London, W1. So don't forget, Earthlings, an enthralling yellow and black Kaleidoscope car stickers obtainable from 71 George Street, London, W1. It's Kaleidoscope car stickers.
Presenting the history of the Radio Kaleidoscope car sticker. Here to talk about it is Professor Bronchitis. About 9 million years ago, before man, the world was covered with a great deal of vegetation, including trees. From these trees grew other trees, and those very trees perhaps were the ancestors of today's trees, from which we made the paper to print the Radio Kaleidoscope's car stickers. Interesting, yes? And so we go on with some more interesting.
Thank you, Professor Bronchitis. What a bore. Kaleidoscope car stickers in breathtaking blue are easy to obtain. All you need to do is send a stamped address envelope to Kaleidoscope car stickers at 71 George Street, London, W1. That's Kaleidoscope car stickers at 71 George Street, London, W1. Have a chunk of history on your car. But alas, now if you write to 71 George Street, you're just likely to get your letter back. Talking of crazy things...
A whiter wash that's brighter than bright. That's what you get with new Instant Dismissal. New Instant Dismissal really gets down to the nitty-gritty, eating into your wash millions of tiny biological enzymes crunching their way through your smalls. Would you swap two for one, Mrs. Rogue of Ealing?
No, dear, not for anything.
That's just what 9.35 of all housewives say.
You can have me five now, dear.
Try some tomorrow in the new compact giant size pack. Instant Dismissal, whiter than blue brightness that shows you really care.
Presenting Enter the Turtle.
Butter!
The new motion picture from Nasty Brothers. Starring Bruce Wong, Shanghai Chop, and Lance Stoach. Enter and destroy the evil island of Britannia. Enter the Turtle at most bingo halls and supermarkets.
Enter!
Certificate X.
Back to our most memorable music. This is 1974 from Christopher Rainbow.
Silent faces mouthing at me. I can't hear a word they say, but I get the message, and I don't think I belong today. Empty places echoing past. Close my eyes, I can't tell which is now and which was then. Give me what I cry for, what I would have gladly died for. Take me to the young years that I love. I made the last correction, and my path has changed direction. I'm thinking like I did when I was young. Basic joys of life no longer interest me. Think alike, I did.
Rainbow with Give Me What I Cried For, one of the most memorable records from 1974. Also, Dutch music has played a big part in our sound over the past 3 years. This is Earth and Fire, and perhaps their best-known record, Love of Life. Also, 1974 saw the start of the country sound in this country. We were there with this song from the Eagles.
Sing for the This is Steve Hampshire. I promise I won't give you a last gig guide, but I'll tell you about the story of my life instead. I joined the station in June last year, a week after I'd come to London from Reading, and since that time I've learned a great deal about broadcasting. All I have to do now is to put it into practice. Working with the station and the people involved has been an incredible experience. Coping with all the difficulties that have arisen, such as personal differences and technical troubles. But thanks to the determined efforts of so many people, I think we've managed to maintain a pretty good standard. I've always wanted to get into broadcasting one way or the other, and thanks to Pat Edison and the influence and encouragement of other K staff, I have at least achieved part of an ambition. I can't think of any other organisation in radio that would give me and others like me such a good grounding in broadcasting technique, and I hope you've had as much enjoyment from Kaleidoscope as I have, and I hope sometime, maybe in the near future, we can share the good times together. A lot of thanks indeed to Pat's parents for all their hospitality and patience during our comings and goings, and best wishes to all the staff in their future enterprises. And above all, my thanks and best wishes to you at home. And bye for now.
Music Radio.
Hello, this is Jim. I'd like to express my thanks and send all good wishes to everyone on the Big K. And thank you at home for all your support. And for the phone calls. And all my good wishes go with you. Cheerio for now.
That's the famed Big Jim who answers the phone. I'd also like to thank all the other people, and there aren't that many who have answered the Kaleidoscope phone. That's Maggie, at both her numbers, and also Clive, Ollie, and Jerry.
Music Radio. Kelvin Michaels.
Hello, this is Kelvin Michaels. As you probably know, I'm a comparative newcomer to the station. I joined Kaleidoscope in May of last year after answering a staff wanted promotion. I'd already spent some time trying to entertain people around the country with a mobile disco, and at the suggestion of a few friends, I sent an audition to Kaleidoscope and they accepted me, the fools, and I've been here ever since. Now, seriously though, I've always wanted to gain experience in the radio field, which I feel is much more intimate, particularly if you'd seen the size of the K studio, and also technically fascinating. As with any organisation, we've had our frustrating times, but thanks to the dedication of all the staff, we've always won through. I'd like to thank everyone that has been connected with Kaleidoscope, and particularly the friends I've made during my stay here. I'd like to thank Clive, Pat and Mark for keeping me in order, and telling me off when I talk for more than 20 seconds. You wouldn't believe. On Kaleidoscope, you're not allowed to talk for more than 20 seconds. I've already had 45. As I said, we've had frustrating times, but I think the main feeling has always been positive, and I hope for you entertaining. As Clive said earlier, some of us are continuing in radio, this time through the medium of hospital broadcasting, which I'm sure will be as challenging and rewarding as Kaleidoscope has been. I thank everyone involved in K for giving me valuable experience in both broadcasting and communication, and also many thanks to you, who stood by us through all our difficulties. For the last time on Kaleidoscope, this is Kelvin Michaels, wishing you every success for the future, and thank you.
Hello, this is Danny Tewson. I was with the original Kaleidoscope back in 1970 and joined the present station in June 1973. I did programmes until May of last year, when I was lucky enough to join a professional closed-circuit station in London, and now I've moved on, as has Dave Owen, to commercial radio, on a station which will shortly be opening and which will sound very much like Radio Kaleidoscope does today. Kaleidoscope 1 broadcasted parts of Essex, and back in March 1973, when the present station, which sadly will cease to exist in regrettably few minutes from now, started, the original concept was to produce the most professional radio station on the air in London. Kaleidoscope 2 was formed from the very best elements of Radio Jackie and some of the original members of the first Kaleidoscope station. The Big K, as you will have heard from earlier examples of our work, has come a long way since those early days. Originally, we played a lot of pop music, like the national charts, as does Radio 1, but as time went on, we learned that the top 30 was not all that there is in life, and we broadened our horizons to playing the more melodic element of the charts, along with a lot of so-called unknown artists with big reputations in Europe and the States, but who, because of lack of radio exposure in this country, were unknown to the British audience. In the last 18 months, we've learnt a hell of a lot about radio, about music, and about quality in music. We've listened to a lot of American radio, and we hope we've drawn the best elements from those stations combined with what I personally think has been the most professional presentation on land-based independent radio. We've often been criticised for the type of music we played. Many people think we should have stuck more to the sales chart as played by Radio 1, but what people buy doesn't necessarily reflect what people want to hear on the radio. And those of us who've stuck with the station through countless problems over the last 3 years know that although Big K is a small spark in the wilderness soon to be extinguished, within 10 years, or hopefully less, national pop radio won't exist, and we will have been proved right. Stations playing adult pop music, such as we have played in the past, will exist, and with this the condition of British radio will have become that much more healthy. I'm sure a city the size of London could support at least 10 independent stations, some broadcasting rock, some country, some news, and some like us broadcasting what we call adult pop music. Sadly, the Sound Broadcasting Act of 1972 allowed for a mere 2 stations in London. One of these, sadly again, duplicates what Radio 1 does. There were to have been 60 stations, but with the return of the Labour government to power in 1974, that number was restricted to only 19, which I think is a very ridiculous level. The stations that are now on the air have incredible restrictions imposed upon them by that Sound Broadcasting Act and through the IBA. They've got compulsory needle time restrictions. They have to put out religious programmes, arts programmes, and other possibly unnecessary minority programmes. Radio Kaleidoscope, I'd like to think, has a sound that'll be commonplace eventually over the whole of the United Kingdom, with presenters who don't talk too much and presenters who play good music. Personality radio with irritating disc jockeys is a thing of the old shipborne pirates of the 60s, and it's so sad to see that that style of presentation still exists on most of the music stations on the air today. In the future, I'd like to think that this will be very different. Kaleidoscope has to go because of acute technical difficulties, financial problems, and staffing difficulties. We also go because we've served our purpose, being the pioneers in adult radio, and in time, licensed stations will follow us. One such station will be commencing transmissions in the Midlands very soon. Without my experience on Kaleidoscope, I'd not have moved on to bigger things, and I personally would like to thank Pat Edison for his tolerance over the last 3 years, and also a special thank you to his parents, to Colin, Robin, the pioneers of the current station, to Tony and Maggie, and to Tony Collis, one of our engineers, and posthumously to the late Morris, our first engineer, to whom the dream of music radio finally came true. Radio Kaleidoscope in a few minutes from now will be radio history, but I think that in the years to come, all of us who've been involved in the long, hard haul of the Big K 226 Music Radio will now feel that it's worthwhile. From me, Denny Tewson, one of the longer-serving members of the Big K team, it's goodbye and thank you.
Next Sunday, Radio Kaleidoscope would have been broadcasting to London every Sunday for 3 full years. It's a pity that we can't be here to celebrate the birthday, as this week will be our last. Ever since we started broadcasting in March 1973, quality has been something we've strived for. Quality in presentation and music selection. Because of the confines of our particular form of broadcasting, the impossibility of using high-power transmitting apparatus every week, low staffing, and no advertising revenue, we have found it not possible to keep to the high standards originally set. We will close down for the final time at 1 p.m. 1300 hours today. We hope we've done a lot to keep people on both sides of the microphone happy during our time. Indeed, as a springboard to more legitimate forms of broadcasting, we've had our successes, sending 2 of our presenters to commercial stations, and in the
less legitimate field, three presenters to Radio Caroline. From the many, many letters received over the past 3 years, containing competition entries, reception reports, requests for car stickers and information, it's clear that our efforts haven't been wasted. For that, we thank you. As indeed we thank all of you who phoned us. Listener feedback being the lifeblood of any radio station. Our mailing address at 30 Baker Street, London W1, will still be available until the end of March, in case anyone wishes to contact us after our closure today. Above all things, we've always been a music station, and in our music policy, we've tried to be different from the usual run-of-the-mill pop station. When we started, there was no IBA network, and Radio Caroline was on the air from the Dutch coast with a relatively poor signal into London. So we tried to fill the gap, programming a format of what could be described as American-style MOR, or soft rock, aiming at an age group of approximately 18 to 35. Music by little-known or unrecognized artists in those days, such as Golden Earring, The Eagles, America, Leslie Duncan, Albert Hammond, Poco, The Doobie Brothers, John Denver, Duncan Brown, and many more. It's been a pleasure watching the popularity of these artists grow over the past years. Indeed, the growth of the country sound in this country has meant for us to sound different from other more conventional radio stations, we would have to aim for the other ends of the music spectrum. We think that we've played our role in this type of broadcasting, and instead of stagnating, we should gracefully withdraw and move on to other pastures. In closing now, we will surely leave a little gap in the listening habits of many people. Loyal listeners, to you we owe a special thanks. It's very hard to just bring to a close something that's been so much to so many people, and a way of life to others. I've been with Radio Kaleidoscope since the beginning of its regular South London broadcasts in 1973. A lot has happened on the broadcast scene since then, and I'm sure a lot more will. I hope that the many people who played such an important role in Radio Kaleidoscope will find a place in the future broadcast system in the United Kingdom. Indeed, as I mentioned earlier, some have found their place already. We hope that we'll be remembered as a pioneer in our small way, but as we all know, large trees grow from small beginnings. That seed has been planted. We will close with the original Kaleidoscope theme by the group Kaleidoscope. This is Pat Edison. All that remains for me to say now is, from all of us to all of you, goodbye and thank you. This is Radio Kaleidoscope. We're now closing down.
Relax your eyes, for after all, we can but share these minutes. Kaleidoscope, kaleidoscope, kaleido, kaleidoscope, kaleidoscope, kaleidoscope. People rushing by, watch them laugh, hear them sigh, sights and sounds, lots of million colored lights, some a million. Flowers move off, caressing, disappearing, iridescent, drawing clouds, shades of night, faces black, faces white. Kaleidoscope, 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 kaleidoscope. We'll be right back.
kaleidoscope, collider, kaleidoscope, kaleidoscope, collider, kaleidoscope, kaleidoscope, collider, kaleidoscope.